This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Peaceful Corner. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. Thank you all for joining us all the time from wherever you're joining us on. God bless you. God keep you. God protect you. And God surprise you. And God honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we are going to be talking about Penina. Penina, our lovely wife of Elkanah. Penina was also a wife of Elkanah. And I think in the last episode I kind of said that we don't really know if she was the second wife or the first wife, but she was a wife. And she was the wife that had children. You know what? I think about it. What was the importance of us knowing that she was there? Right? What was the importance of us knowing that she was there? Because it tells us that Penina had children, but Hannah had none. Right? Elkanah would give Penina, his wife, and her sons and daughters food, but he would give Hannah more. Penina provoked Hannah. That's where I'm going. I think that was the importance. That was one of the things that he was trying to show us. Because the funny thing is that some of the mocking that Hannah could have got, most of it maybe even came from home. Because I would assume that Hannah probably hid from everybody and didn't want to stay out, was always hiding and probably running outside. I mean, running from us to going outside, maybe even wouldn't even want to go to the market. You know, she would try and stay away from people because she knows that people will make fun of her or talk about it or say something about it. But then it was way worse because now she couldn't, outside of the house, there was a whole bunch of backlash and everything. But then inside her own house, there was a lot more. All right. It says, Hannah's rival provoked her bitterly to irritate and embarrass her because the Lord had left her childless. So it happened year after year. Whenever she went up to the house of the Lord, you know, she would cry, she would weep. Hannah provoked her, so she wept and would not eat. Penina provoked her. And that's the last time we hear about Penina, because Penina, honestly, she's irrelevant to this story. But she's also significant because she, honestly, was in the house. And rather than her being an encouragement, and honestly, it's sad that it's people in the house of God, in your own house, I'm not even talking about family now, in your house, in the house of God, in the church, can't be encouragers. Rather, we are the ones provoking. We're the ones being a rival to the person who's looking for something that we have. Meanwhile, you might have gotten it easy, but it does not excuse the fact that you, does not excuse that you didn't get it on your own accord. God gave it to you. Right? God might have not given Hannah for a specific reason, and it was for his glory. You know, and God is even trying to teach us through this verse that rather than being provokers and people who irritate other people, why can't we be intercessors? Why can't we be helpmates? Why can't we be the people who go out and tell the truth and, you know, be there for the people who are hurting in these situations and say, I might not even be going through what you're going through right now, but I'm here for you and I'm going to pray with you and I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to believe God with you that you are going to have your own child. I have many children, but you're going to have your own children. I mean, I've seen many people, you know, who have children, maybe their friend doesn't, and they're like, and then maybe they have children, and they're like, oh, this is your child. I know that I gave birth to him or her, but this is your child, right? You know, obviously, excusing the fact that, okay, maybe, you know, giving birth and all that, but this is your child, and they, you know, they let that child stay there and play with it. They were living in the same house, for Christ's sake. I could even imagine Penina maybe even using the children to to shame Hannah, like put it in her face, Do you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they might even be at the dinner table and they might be talking about something, and she'd be like, "Oh yeah, my child, please go and get me this. My child, go and get me that. My child, go and get me this." Right? Or even use her children to provoke Hannah, right? Or even maybe not provoke Hannah, but like maybe she might use her children to like be disrespectful. Her children might have been disrespectful to Hannah, but Hannah didn't really have a choice to do anything because she didn't have a child of her own, and she not she, you know she can't come and be saying things, or she can't actually say things, you know, that could cause the trouble and more trouble in the home, right? Because Hannah was a noble woman. She was. And so she wasn't going to come and say things that could maybe cause more trouble, or, you know, maybe hit her children, or maybe not hit, but, you know, say something back. But I can imagine Penina, for her being that type of woman who was provoking, she might not have told her children to be disrespectful, but she might have allowed it. Her children may have done things in the house that would constantly put it in Hannah's face that she didn't have children of her own. Right? Or maybe the child, maybe one of her children had did something, and Hannah was probably like, "Oh, why would you do that?" And then Penina would come up and say, "Oh, no, don't talk to my child like that. Just because you don't have any children does not mean you should come and talk to my child like that." Can you imagine that scenario? I don't know, I'm using imagery here. I hope you guys are catching what I'm trying to say, right? Penina could have done many things, right? Maybe one of the children were, you know, misbehaving, and she'd be like, "Oh," maybe she might have pointed to Penina that, "Oh, I don't think, you know, this child is acting in the way that it, you know, he or she should. I think you should do this and think you should do that." And Penina would stand up and rise and say, "Oh no, you're not going to tell me how to raise my child." I know we've had people like that. Have we not? Just because you don't have a child does not mean you don't know anything about children. Okay, I don't want anybody to feel like that's what I'm saying here. Or that's the case, rather. Right? You can have a lot of knowledge about children if you don't have any. Right? But, like I was saying, Penina was like the devil's advocate in this story. She was Elkanah's wife, but she also knew that Elkanah loved Hannah. Because the Bible never said that he loved, not that he didn't love her, but the Bible never really pointed out to us that he loved Penina. Right? He loved Hannah. He was doing more things for Hannah. He was giving Hannah double portion. He was telling Hannah, "Am I not better than 10 sons?" But we don't necessarily know if Elkanah was giving this same love and attention to Penina, right? And really, that could have hit Penina in a different way, and she might, because of all of these things that she's seeing, she that's why she even acted in certain ways. She was probably like, "Oh, really? So this is how it's gonna be," you know. Hannah really thinks that she, and then Penina could have even put it in Hannah's face that, "Oh, you know, yeah, he might love you more, but if he dies, all the inheritance go to my children." She really could have put this in his face because she's like, "Okay, even if he's gonna be loving her more than he's gonna love me, I don't care because at the end of the day, I still have children for him. You don't. You don't have children for him." All right. Now, I mean, aside all the drama, I think Penina really could have been. I mean, especially, you know, the fact that she was in the house with her, and they were always going to the, not always, but I mean, it seems like they were a family who was built under God, and they went to the temple and sacrificed every year. They were sacrificed to God, right? They loved God, they served God, they obeyed Him. But Penina was not that. She was not devoted to Christ. She was a church goer, but she didn't understand who she was, and she didn't understand the principles. Because if she did, she wouldn't act that way to Hannah. She would be more open and friendly to Hannah. She would be there for Hannah because she lives with her. She would be a supportive person. She would be an encourager. She would be someone that would uplift Hannah in times where Hannah felt like she couldn't do it anymore. And she couldn't go. She couldn't keep going. But Penina wasn't that. Penina was the opposite. Penina might have even been part of the people fueling the embarrassment outside of the home.
right?
I mean, she could have gone out backbiting in the neighborhood and saying, "Oh, you know, Hannah doesn't have any children, but she thinks she can run the home. She thinks she can do this. She thinks she can do that, you know." And that she might have been feeling things. She might have even gone to church and been the person that will be talking about her with this person, talking about that, with that person. You say, "Do you know that Hannah in the house? This is what Hannah does, and she thinks she's all that to someone that doesn't even have a child, right?" And you know, sorry, I didn't mean to get all. But she might have been that type of person in the church that was doing that, and it was affecting Hannah. And also, it never really even tells us that any other woman, it didn't tell us that any other woman came to Hannah to pray with her and encourage her. Not that it didn't happen, but it most likely did not. Because they said all of them were provoking her. And it might have even been hard for, I don't think, they might not have even been anybody who was going through the same thing Hannah was going through. Or they might have even been somebody who had gone through the same thing but has forgotten that God helped her, you know, and is part of the people backbiting, or is just too ashamed to even come and talk about it. But I doubt that that's that. But Penina, we don't even hear much about Penina, but just that first few verse that we do hear about Penina, it's not really good reports. It's really not good reports, you know. Penina provoked Hannah so that she wept and she would not eat. For someone to provoke you to the point that you cry and you don't even want to eat, that's bad. That's really bad. Right? That's really bad. For someone to provoke you to the point where you cry and you say, "I'm not even eating again." It means that she had gone, she had, you know, Penina had been consistent in this thing. Not even, like, she, it didn't even stop in the house, but rather you brought it out. Like I said, it doesn't spell it out to us that it was in the house, but they lived together. You can expect it to happen. You can expect it to happen. I really wonder how Elkanah dealt with all of this, though. You know, how was he? In all of it with Hannah, like, was he? Well, I mean, I guess I was. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, we don't really know. But I wonder. You know, it's a question. So it's something to think about. How was, you know, in situations like this, what is the role that a man or a husband is supposed to play for a wife who is feeling sad, who is upset because she can't have children, she's believing God for children, but rather it seems like it's the end of the world because everybody around her seems to be making fun of her and mocking her and, you know, provoking her. But it shows us that Elkanah was a good and loving husband to Hannah because he kept telling her, "Don't be distressed, don't be crying. Am I not better than 10 sons to you?" You know. But yes, Penina, don't be a Penina, please. Do not be a Penina. Do not go around provoking people that are in a situation that you are not in. Rather, be an encourager, be a friend to somebody. For the love of God, please be a friend to somebody. We people need each other. People need friends. There's people going through things, right? Rather than you even let's say you're not even Penina, you hear about it and I mean you don't say anything about it and you know you can help. You know you can pray. Even if you don't talk to the person, but you know you can pray about it, please pray about it. Don't just keep quiet. Because you're not being your brother's keeper. Check up on Hannah. Check up on the Hannahs around you. How are they feeling? How are they doing? Right? How are they coping? Even if you don't want to talk about the situation because you don't know how to talk about it, check up on them. If you're close to the person, take them out. Have fun. Get their mind off it. Pray with them, praise with them, dance with them, sing praises with them, do Bible study with them. Be an encourager, be an uplifter. Do not be a Penina who is provoking and making her angry, making Hannah cry. Some of us have made people cry for unnecessary reasons because we let We let the devil blind our eyes. We let the devil use us to be a source of pain to somebody else with our mouth, with our actions. Might not even be with our mouth, but rather because you have a family and you have children, you do certain things, and maybe the Hannah will come up to you and it's like, oh my God, you look so nice and this and this and that, but your actions towards Hannah are wrong. Your actions towards Hannah make Hannah feels like she is not invited. She makes Hannah feels like she is not worthy to even stand next to you because you have children and you have a family. I can even imagine Penina kind of, doing certain things for her, for her children and her husband. Now, I mean, obviously, we can get into the, we don't really expect her to do much for Hannah, I guess, because Hannah's the second wife. But then again, they were a big family, so, it's kind of inevitable. They have to kind of do things together. They were placed together in this. They kind of have to ride this out together. Now, I know that, when it comes to, first wife, second wife, or wives in general, it can get a bit tricky because we're not going to go into that. But rather, be an encourager. Be a child of God that God would have you be. Do not be a Penina. Do not bring people down. Do not provoke people to anger, to cry, to weep. Nothing. Rather, be a child of God. What would Jesus do? Be walk in the light of Christ. Encourage somebody. Pray for them. You think about them, pray for them. You hear bad stuff about them, don't add to the conversation. Just say, and walk away. Just say, oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. And walk away. Don't entertain it. Or tell them, oh, I don't really want to talk about this. I'm sorry. I just don't. Or just tell the person to stop it and quit it. And rather than talking about the person, please pray for them. I love you all. Thank you all for always sticking around and joining us here at the Peaceful Corner. God bless you all.